I got a bad feeling about this.
I got my eye on the three of you guys. You pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend you. I'm listening to a fucking song!
Hello everyone and welcome to the Blow Call Show. On this show, we'll be talking NHL playoffs, including previews of all the matchups, my predictions, and the top 10 playoff upsets, in my opinion. This is definitely going to be a fun show, folks, so stick around. It is April 15th, 2015, International Referees Day. So please, if you know an official, please give them a hug. Ladies, get in line. I don't mind. Lots of hugs from you. Guys, well, you know, go find somebody else to hug, frankly. Ugh. Don't forget, folks, you can get a hold of me on Facebook at facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. My Twitter account is at MikeTheRef. And also, my email is theblowncallshow@gmail.com. We also have a WordPress page, EdmontonSPN.wordpress.com. Don't be afraid to check that out. First of all, thank you for subscribing to the podcast. If you like it, please like it and share it. Word of mouth is the biggest way we get more people in. And speaking of getting more people in and ways to do it, right now I'm actually going to take my entertainer hat off. I'm going to take the Mike the Ref topic out of my head here. And I'm going to move on to Mike Maloney, the senior editor, producer, and creative chief for the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network here for just a moment. So, with Andre and myself, we do like to provide you with as much entertainment as possible here, folks. I know Andre has got some great interviews. We're in the middle of an interview with Frenetico right now on the network. Please stay tuned next week to hear the second half of that interview on his Wrestling Clarity show. But something came up this past weekend that makes me remember exactly what our standards are and what we want to do. There was a video put up over the weekend talking about a confrontation between a wrestler and a fan with one of our local promotions in town. Now, I don't know all the facts, so I don't really want to comment about it too much. And that's the exact point that I want to bring up. Andre C. and myself, we're both committed to giving you guys good entertainment, but we want to make sure it's correct entertainment. We're not afraid to guess the matches, but we're not going to make stuff up adding little clips from what we've seen. If we do have certain comments about stuff that comes up and we're not sure about all the facts, we want to make sure you guys know that. The video that came up sort of presented a view that could be construed as bias and not presenting exactly what happened through the whole incident. If people want to hear about the whole story and whatnot, my next Blow Call show in 4 weeks, you'll hear about why it's in 4 weeks, is going to be about podcasters themselves, podcasters, videocasters. My whole thoughts on the industry, as well as my top 10 favorite podcasts, social casts, videocasts, and whatnot. We want to make sure that you guys are entertained, but you're also entertained educationally. We want to make sure that you guys get all the facts and you guys can form an opinion yourself. If we don't have all the facts on a topic, we're not going to broadcast it. We've actually put back an interview that we were doing earlier because it didn't look like we had all the information that was necessary to provide the proper entertainment for you and the proper education. So please stay tuned as we're going to have some future interviews here for you, and you're going to really enjoy it, I guarantee it. All right, folks, that's enough of me rambling and ranting on my topic of the week. Time to put the editor's hat off and replace it back with the entertainer's hat. So, Mike the Ref back here, folks. Like I said, International Referees Day, so it's a great day for me. Make sure you hug every ref where you can, where you see him. Give him some kudos. Hell, I'll take money if you guys want to give it to me. But I digress at that point. I do apologize for people that on my last podcast, I said it was going to be April 14th that this was going to be coming out. However, one small thing deterred me from actually getting it out on time. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? All right, folks, let me give you a subtle hint as to what it was. That's right, folks. MK10 is out. I am stoked. So happy. I might not see the light of day for a few weeks here, folks. I'm just so ramped up about this. So for all those that have gotten it already, kudos to you. I definitely do not want to play it on iOS or anything. You got to get a video game system in order to play that game. So I am super stoked for it. And I'm also super stoked that today is the first day of the playoffs. Now, before I begin, I do have to throw out a couple shout-outs. I asked for some feedback in regards to playoff predictions, and I got a couple comments back, so I just want to send a couple shout-outs. First of all, to my friend Veggie Boy Craig, who said, the start of the playoffs just lets me know that it's 2 months till football season. So, yeah, I love it too, Craig, but yeah. This is hockey time, damn it. And the other comment I received is from one of my favorites, Shut Up Rhett, who says, the optics of making the playoffs only to lose in the first round in itself is an enigma. That is a very valid point here. And I think a couple coaches are going to learn that if they get bounced in the first round. Guys like St. Louis's Ken Hitchcock and Anaheim's Bruce Boudreau, if they get punted in the first round, it is going to be probably the end of their careers with their respective teams. So that is a very good point, Rhett. So I won't tell you to shut up at this point. All right, folks, time to give you a little breakdown of what I think of each series and who I think is going to win. If anybody wants to check it out, I did set up a bracket on NHL.com. Look up Mike the Ref and you'll find me there. So people that know me know that this was very painful for me to do because I'm sort of hating myself exactly on how this broke down. But one thing you can find now with the new playoff format that they've adopted over the last 2 years, and it makes it a lot easier for you to predict your matchups because you don't have to wait to figure out the reseeding and whatnot. Everybody's going to be facing one challenger. That's it. So anyway, let's get into our playoffs here. First of all, I'm going to talk about the Patrick Division. Yes, folks, I'm using old school terms here today. Because let's face it, pretty much every team involved in this is pretty much part of the old school. There's maybe one or two exceptions to the whole thing, but I'm going to go with it here. In the Patrick Division, you got the President's Trophy winning New York Rangers taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, the biggest key for this series is the defense of both teams. While New York has bolstered their defense with some top-end talent over the year this year, Pittsburgh has been decimated by injuries to Letang, Olimata, and for the last few games, due to cap issues, they've been only dressing five defensemen. Fleury has been up and down, Marc-Andre Fleury. So I can't see Pittsburgh even winning a game in this series. The Rangers are going to take it in four, and couple games might be close back in Pittsburgh, but I don't think much of anything else is going to happen out of that. So, and the other series going on is a series that seems to be coming up every year in the Patrick Division. The Washington Capitals hosting the New York Islanders. I'm so glad to see the Islanders back in the playoffs, but for some reason I'm seeing John Drews, Peter Bondra, and Pat LaFontaine coming out on the ice. This one, to me, is going to come down to the fact that Braden Holtby is being a lot better goalie right now than Halak. His save percentage is up. Essentially, Tavares and Ovechkin are canceling each other out. Washington's got a better goals against per game at 2.43 versus 2.73 for the Islanders. Overall, I think the active defenseman for the island for the Capitals is going to be better than what the steady defenseman of the Islanders is going to be. So the Washington Capitals are going to win that series. I'm calling six games at that point. So now we got the New York Rangers and the Washington Capitals moving on to the second round. Looking over this, I don't see Washington handling the firepower that the Rangers have as long as Rick Nash keeps up. Goaltending, it's a bit of a wash. Both sides are pretty good. The defense, I find, is pretty much, I'm not going to say even, but is comparable enough that there's no real advantage for one guy over the other. This is going to be a very hard-fought series. I think this might actually be the toughest series the Rangers get into until they get eliminated here. But I'm picking the Rangers to win this series in seven games, so I could see them going back-to-back conference finals 2 years in a row here. So we'll get to the conference finals here in a bit. I want to get to the Adams division at this point. It is the Montreal Canadiens hosting the Ottawa Senators. Now, folks, to me, this is one of my upset specials here, which a lot of people are not picking Montreal to survive. And the main reason why is goal scoring. It's great that you have the best goalie in the world, but just ask any nerd when it comes to going out on a date. If you don't score, it really doesn't count how many you block. All right? Andrew Hammond is on a roll. A goalie on a roll versus a goalie that's been good all year, they wash each other out. So I can't take one over the other there. The defense, Carlson, Subban, they cancel each other out. The supporting cast, well, there isn't too much on either side besides when you have two ex-Oilers on the Montreal defense. That could never be a good side. Petrie and Gilbert? So I'm going to go with the forward set here, folks. The first lines cancel each other out. 2, 3, and 4, the lines are a lot stronger for the Ottawa Senators at this point. And the key to this series, I feel, is going to be Mark Hands of Stone. Mark Stone, as he's called. This guy has been potting it with, I believe it's 24 points in the last 13 games. He's fighting his edge. He's riding in at the right time here. So I'm picking Ottawa to beat Montreal in six games to move on to the second round. Now, going from a big upset here, I'm going to probably one of the easiest, I find the easiest series to predict here. The Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the Detroit Red Wings. The biggest problem I find with Detroit is the fact they can't figure who their starting goalie is going to be. They got Peter Mrazek in for game one. Jimmy Howard's been off and on their goalie all year, but nobody's really stepped up. And face it, folks, when you don't have a true number one, you don't have two number ones in any case there. So up front, I just find Tampa Bay too strong, four lines deep. John Cooper is a hell of a coach. So I'm picking five games Tampa Bay beating Detroit. Now this is going to lead us to a Tampa Bay-Ottawa conference division final. The difference between Montreal and Tampa is going to be the biggest difference on why I'm picking Tampa to win this series. The forwards for Tampa Bay know how to score, and you got one of the best scorers in the world right now in Steven Stamkos. And I think he's going to be the key to victory to getting him into the third round. Ben Bishop is still at goal, and that's going to be enough to take care of Andrew Hammond to make it at least a wash out there. So I'm picking Tampa to beat Ottawa. That might be a sweep or it might go seven. It all depends on how much the Ottawa forwards decide to show up here. So, like I said, I'm going to get to the conference finals later on. I'm going to go to the Western Conference now. I'll go over the Western Conference division here. All right, let's get to the Norris division here first. We got the St. Louis Blues hosting the Minnesota Wild. Now, I've been preaching through a lot of this that goaltending is the key to a series. I honestly feel this one will be the exception to that rule. Devan Dubnyk is playing absolutely lights out right now for the Minnesota Wild. He's also playing I believe if they go all the way to the final, it will be 86 games in a row or something to that effect. It's absolutely mind-boggling how well of a streak he's got on. However, in those games that Minnesota has played, they have never faced a consistent offensive attack and a heavy game the way that St. Louis plays. I think Vladimir Tarasenko is absolutely going to rip Minnesota apart this series. It might go five or six games. I picked six, but it could be shorter than that. But the St. Louis Blues are going to get to that second round. The other matchup in the series is the Chicago Blackhawks going into Nashville to start their series against the Predators. This might be the one series where the teams are seated in properly for one big reason. Patrick Kane being out for the last 2-3 months with a shoulder injury, and he's not supposed to be back to the third round of the playoffs. They're clearing him for contact, and they're not sure if they're going to have him back in or not right away, or if they're going to bring him in later. This is the one team that actually can afford to sit him out and let him wait. I think by game three back at the United Center that Kane's going to be back in. And I think he's going to be one of the major factors in Chicago defeating Nashville probably in six games to advance in that series. The other factor is there's just way too much scoring for Chicago that Nashville won't be able to keep up with. That's going to lead to a division final of two true heavyweights of the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, folks, if you could go back to the 80s, you're going to be looking at the Oilers Flames. They had to fight each other to get to the Cup Final. And a lot of times it would take a lot out of each other and could cost the Cup eventually, but it was a hell of a series. I don't expect this to be any different. I think this is going to be a coming out party for either Elliott or Jake Allen, whoever takes the reins as the goalie for St. Louis. And having guys like Paul Stastny on your third line, I find is going to be enough for the St. Louis Blues to finally get to the conference final. This one will probably go seven games. It wouldn't surprise me if it goes to overtime, but I do think that St. Louis is going to make the conference final this year. And now for my upset special division, my division at home and heart, the Smite division. It looks rather weird without having the Oilers in there, but let's think about next year. At least we're going to win the lottery on Friday, but hey, what can we say? The first series pits the number one Anaheim Ducks, or the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. I have 300 words to describe a team name, whatever. Taking on the Winnipeg Jets, who are in the playoffs for the first time in a very long time. Especially in Winnipeg. I do believe it's 96 was the last time that there was a playoff game in Winnipeg. My thoughts on this, the forwards are a bit of a soft because they're both heavy, heavy teams that like to forecheck a lot. The goaltending, while it is decent, I don't see either side having a goaltender that's really going to step up, especially Anaheim. So Winnipeg might have a slight edge in there. I find the biggest advantage between these two teams is on defense. The Winnipeg Jets, not only do they have Dustin Byfuglien, but the addition of Tyler Myers near the trade deadline or just prior to it, I find is going to be a key addition to have a big defense to handle those forwards of Anaheim. So in six games, I'm picking the Winnipeg Jets to upset the Anaheim Ducks, and this will probably cost Bruce Boudreau his job as a coach at Anaheim, but c'est la vie, my friends. Winnipeg is going to be moving on. And now for the series that I just wish a nuclear bomb would hit the arena and just take care of both teams. The Vancouver Canucks are going to be playing the Calgary Flames. This one could be a complete, a complete slobber knocker. What I have a feeling about is the goaltending is going to be the key in this series. Ryan Miller, while coming back from an injury, might be ready, might not be ready. They can't really say who's going to start. While Jonas Hiller was getting on a roll, getting into the playoffs. combine that with the fact that the Flames just do not give up in any game, I see this being the series where Calgary exercises its demons over Vancouver. It'll take 7 games. They'll win it on the road, but the Calgary Flames are going to make the conference final, or make the division final at least. So pick the Calgary Flames in this one in 7 games. That's going to lead to a very interesting matchup of Winnipeg against Calgary. Now, the biggest matchup between these two, not only just the goaltending, where I think Hiller has an advantage over Pavlik, I also find that the speed of the Calgary Flames is going to be more conducive to winning this series than the strong style of the Winnipeg Jets. The Jets try to grind it out. While the Flames can still handle grinding that out, they also play that speedy style that could get them back into games even when they're down. So I think this will also be a lengthy series. I'm thinking at least 6 games, if not 7. But I'm picking the Calgary Flames to get to the conference final here. So there is my division picks. Going on to the conference finals, right now in the East, I have the Tampa Bay Lightning playing the New York Rangers. Now, this one's hard for me to go back and forth on it. Not sure which way I really want to go with it. For me, the key in this series will be the top-end forwards for both teams. And I think Steven Stamkos is going to be the key factor in this series to step up and win this series for Tampa. I think this is going to go 7 games. This could be that one that goes into 4 overtimes. But I think Tampa is going to squeak by the New York Rangers and get to the Stanley Cup Final. In the West, we got the St. Louis Blues and the Calgary Flames. This is where the pressure cooker starts to kick in here, folks. While both teams, I feel, have 3 decent lines when it comes to offensive capability, both teams have a very mobile defense. I'm looking at it straight at Brian Elliott, Jake Allen versus Jonas Hiller. And I think the goaltending is going to be the key to steal this series. I cannot believe I'm saying this, folks. It pains me to say this. But I'm picking the Calgary Flames to make it to the Stanley Cup Final in 6 games over the St. Louis Blues. God, I feel like I've got to wash my mouth out right now. Ugh. Yeah. So, folks, I'm going to take you on a time warp time machine back to 2004, where we have the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Calgary Flames. This will be a humdinger of a series that I think everybody will have a chance to enjoy. Well, everybody except Montreal fans, because they're still going to be bitter that they lost out in the first round. So I think that this is going to be pretty much a mashup series. I find that the goaltending is pretty much a wash. The defense is pretty much a wash. The offense, I just find that if you have 30 goal scorers taking on 40 goal scorers, eventually those 40 goal scorers are going to prevail over you. And let's face it, folks, I've said his name enough times here, but he is going to be a key here. Steven Stamkos is going to be the Conn Smythe winner as the Tampa Bay Lightning defeat the Calgary Flames. I'm going to say probably 5 games just because Calgary's going to get so beaten out by the first 3 rounds they got to go to. So Tampa over Calgary in 5 games for the Stanley Cup. Now, folks, I want to hear your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings. Please feel free to email me at theblowcallshow@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MikeTheRef. Find me on Facebook. And if you guys really want, you think I'm really that stupid, go to NHL.com and sign up for your free NHL bracket. Fill out your winners. There are bonus points based on if you get the right number of games in the first round, if you get your team right. And also, there are bonus points allowed for if you guess the right number of goals scored in the final series. That'll be the eventual tiebreaker. And the best part is you could actually win a 55-inch TV and a Samsung S6 phone. Cool. And also, I guess the grand prize is also a VIP trip to the NHL Awards ceremony in Las Vegas. The hell with the ceremony. I just want to go to Las Vegas. But with that, that is my predictions here. But before I move on to my top 10, I just want to give you some highlights coming up on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Next week, we will have Wrestling Clarity at its regular time with Andre C. Right now, he's actually in Montreal, where personally, I would think he's going to go see the Canadiens lose, but I digress. But also, he is going to check out one of the independent promotions out there, Northern Championship Wrestling. And he's going to have a report with a special guest from that show. So please feel free to check that out. As well as myself and the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton, will have a review of the RCW Maria Washchuk event that is being held this Saturday in Edmonton. So don't miss that, as well as part two of our interview with PWA superstar Frenetico. That's all going to be next Wednesday on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. As well, the reason that my Blow Call show is not going to be up for the week following, it's going to be skipped over, is because I'm focusing my efforts on the Leo Burke Cup that is coming up May 2nd, to which we are doing the color commenting for live on YouTube. I will have the link up on the Facebook page and the Podbean page closer to the date when we finalize the exact site that we're going to be using. At the same time, don't miss our Road to the Leo Burke Cup series. I'm going to be coming up with a Legends podcast, which we will discuss all the legends that are going to be showing up at the event. There is a meet and greet available, $25. If you guys are interested in meeting a lot of the wrestling legends from Alberta, such as Leo Burke, Hercules Ayala, Great Gamma, Champagne, Jerry Morrow, Abu Weasel, amongst others, please feel free to get a hold of me. I will get a hold of people to get you some tickets. So don't be afraid to shoot me an email or let me know. It's going to be a hell of a time. We're also leading up to a major roundtable as we discuss the card for the Leo Burke Cup and find out exactly what's going to happen at the event May 2nd. So, folks, it's going to be a hell of a lot more exciting than that stupid boxing fight that's going to be coming up. So, please make sure you check that out. Check out the Road to the Leo Burke Cup. Check out Wrestling Clarity. Check out the podcast. It's just going up and up even more. My show in 4 weeks is going to be covering podcasters once again, and I will be discussing in full the video that I was just previously mentioning off the top of my show. So with that, I am going to start my top 10 this week. My top 10 this week is the top 10 playoff upsets. I know this isn't part of the actual... A lot of people didn't expect this as an upset, but I want to bring this in as an honorable mention just because I hate the Leafs. I just want to remind everybody that the Bruins defeated the Leafs in Game 7 a few years back, where the Leafs had a 4-1 lead with 10 minutes to go and ended up choking. trust me, I love that, folks. To all my Bruins fans out there, just want to say hi. Hey, Jart. Hey, Bob John. Good to see you. All right, so let's get into this, folks. I don't want to keep you guys waiting anymore for these. Number 10, the Pistons defeat the LA Lakers 4-1 in 2004. It wasn't so much that this was an upset, but how soundly they defeated the Lakers with an average margin of victory of 13.3 points per game. This was a beatdown. I think this is absolutely an absolute awesome victory for the Pistons and proved that true teams could be true superstars if given the work ethic. My number 9, the New York Islanders defeat the Pittsburgh Penguins in the second round of the 1993 playoffs. Islanders weren't supposed to do anything there, but a little goalie named Glenn Healy stood on his head and the Islanders ended up beating the defending champion Penguins to get to the conference finals, where they eventually lost to the Canadiens. My number eight, the Denver Nuggets defeat the Seattle Supersonics in 1994. This is a first ever number eight seed in the NBA to defeat a number one. And the Sonics were up 2-0 in a best of five, so they were pretty much done. The picture of Dikembe Mutombo holding the ball underneath the hoop after they won the series was just priceless. So, my number seven. We're going to the NCAA basketball playoffs here. Number 10 Davidson defeats number 3 Wisconsin in 2008. An unknown at the time, now potential NBA MVP, Stephen Curry, hits 33 points to carry the momentum of a 24-game winning streak to defeat Wisconsin 73-56. Little did we know that Curry was going to end up being this hot of a player at the level that he's at right now. So it was great. Number six, we're going to 2002 NFL. The New England Patriots defeat the St. Louis Rams on a 48-yard field goal by Adam Vinatieri to start out that big dynasty that we all know was fake, but anyway, it still was a big upset as they defeated the greatest show on turf. So, number five is my personal favorite, folks, because it involves my team. The Edmonton Oilers defeat the Detroit Red Wings in the 2006 playoffs, leading to a Stanley Cup run that, outside of an injury to a goalie, we would have won the Stanley Cup, but I'll leave it at that for that. Anyway, at the time, Detroit had 124 points and the Oilers just had 95. So essentially, there was no business for the Oilers even to come close to the series, and they ended up winning in six. So it was a rather magical run, and kudos to them for doing it. Number four, we're going to go to the 2010 playoffs. The Philadelphia Flyers defeat the Boston Bruins. This was one of the first times ever that a 3-0 series lead was overcome when the Flyers stormed back to take that series in seven games. It's hard to believe that they would actually come back at that time. So, my number three, going back to the NBA, sort of the same situation but different circumstances. The Golden State Warriors defeat the Dallas Mavericks to become the first number eight team to beat a number one in a seven-game series. Now, going into this series, the Mavericks were 67-15, and the Golden State Warriors were just 42-40. They look like the Eastern Conference teams right now in the NBA, so it was rather shocking that they actually could even win a game, let alone four, so. My number two, we're going back to the NCAA tournament, 2006. Little George Mason, a number 11 seed, defeats UConn, who's a number one, to move on to the Final Four. Now, George Mason had to go through Michigan State and North Carolina just to get to the Elite Eight. And then they beat UConn to get to that Final Four. Magical run. If you could go back and take a look at it on YouTube, like some of the games involved there, you won't believe some of the shots these guys were hitting. So, and my number one playoff upset, this one's got to be kind of obvious to most people, folks. The New York Giants defeat the New England Patriots in 2008, the year that the Patriots were one game away from a perfect season. And that magical catch by David Tyree, culminating an 83-yard drive to secure the victory, that has to be the ultimate playoff upset, because nobody, and I mean nobody, gave the Giants a chance there. Well, outside the occasional odds maker that decided to want to make a little money by betting on everything. So, but with that, that is my top 10 playoff upsets. If you think there was one better or one that I missed out, please let me know. My Twitter account is @MikeTheRef. My email is theblowncallshow@gmail.com, or else you can get a hold of me on Facebook through the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network Facebook page, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. But before I head out, folks, I just want to give a special shout-out to end the show. If you got some time and you guys want to watch some decent video gaming, well, I say decent to say the least, one of my friends is on Twitch TV. Check out UNKL Touchy. Now, yes, folks, that's Uncle Touchy on Twitch.tv. It's usually playing a certain fighting game. Corey is a hell of a guy and a hell of a player, so check that out. I hope to eventually get some gaming footage up of my own on there. So, and, folks, this is the second day of Mortal Kombat being out, so there's going to be a lot of footage on there to watch. So, and I think I'm just going to sit out and start playing Mortal Kombat myself right now because I want to rip some guys' heads off. So with that, I just want to remind everybody to be kind to your refs because they always have a tough job to do. But as always, they will have a blown call or two. And this has been the Blown Call with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. See you in 4 weeks.